CD 4.
A cry rang through the woods. It seemed to have many components, but mostly it sounded as though a turkey was being throttled at the other end of a tin tube.
"Oh, and what the heck was that?" shouted Oates.
Agnes looked around, bewildered. She'd grown up in the Lancre woods. Oh, you got strange things sometimes passing through, but generally they contained nothing more dangerous than other people. Now, in this tarnished light, even the trees were starting to look suspicious.
"Let's at least get down to Badass," she said, tugging at Oates's hand.
"You what?" Agnes sighed.
"It's the nearest village." "Bad ass?"
"Look, there was a donkey and it stopped in the middle of the river and it wouldn't go backwards or forwards," said Agnes, as patiently as possible. Lancre people got used to explaining this. "Bad ass, see? Yes, I know that disobedient donkey might have been more acceptable, but..." The horrible cry echoed around the woods again. Agnes thought of all the things that were rumoured to be in the mountains and dragged Oates after her like a badly hitched cart. Then the sound was right in front of them, and at a turn in the lane a head emerged from a bush. Agnes had seen pictures of an ostrich. So, start with one of them, but make the head and neck in violent yellow and give the head a huge ruff of red and purple feathers, and two big round eyes, the pupils of which jiggled drunkenly as the head moved back and forth.
"Is that some sort of local chicken?"
warbled Oates.
"I doubt it," said Agnes.
One of the long feathers had a tartan pattern. The cry started again, but was strangled halfway through when Agnes stepped forward, grabbing the thing's neck and pulled. A figure rose from the undergrowth, dragged up by his arm.
"Hodgie Zog?"
he quacked at her.
"Take that thing out of your mouth," said Agnes. "You sound like Mr. Punch."
He removed the whistle.
"Sorry, Miss Nit."
"Hodges Og, why, and I realise I might not like the answer, why are you hiding in the woods with your arm dressed up like Hetty the Hen and making horrible noises through a tube?"
"Trying to lure the phoenix, miss."
"The phoenix? That's a mythical bird, Hodges Og."
"That's right, miss. There's one in Larker, miss. It's very young, miss, so I thought I might be able to attract it."
She looked at the brightly coloured glove.
"Oh, yes. If you raised chicks, you had to let them know what kind of bird they were, so you used a sort of glove puppet, but..."
"Hodges Og?"
"Yes, miss."
"I'm not an expert, of course, but I seem to recall that according to the commonly accepted legend of the phoenix, it would never see its parent. You can only have one phoenix at a time. It's automatically an orphan, you see."
"May I add something?" said Oates. "Miss Nit is right, I have to say. The phoenix builds a nest and bursts into flames and the new bird arises from the ashes. I've read that. Anyway, it's an allegory."
Hodges Arg looked at the puppet phoenix on his arm and then looked bashfully at his feet.
"Sorry about that, miss."
"So, you see, a phoenix can never see another phoenix," said Agnes.
"Wouldn't know about that, miss," said Hodges Arg, still staring at his boots.
An idea struck Agnes. Hodges Arg was always out of doors.
"Hodges Arg?"
"Yes, miss."
"Have you been out in the woods all morning?"
"Oh, yes, miss."
"Have you seen Granny Weatherwax?"
"Yes, miss."